This morning, we got back. The youth group and I went on a mission trip this last week, as I told you last prayer time. And so Billy asked if I would be in charge of the Sunday after a six-day mission trip. That's a great idea. So that means several things for you, but if you had like a reservation for lunch, I'd go ahead and step out and scoot that up. You're going to be there a hair early this morning. You may be there in just a minute. I hope you didn't have a breakfast. So to go along with that, I've had some teeth problems. So I was told a couple months ago that I needed 3 root canals and some other things. You know, not going to the dentist for 27 years will cost you. So not having several million dollars in my bank account, I wasn't able to do all the root canals like they asked. So I'm staging those out over 10 years, I guess. I don't know. But so I'm having to live with some tooth pain. So last night, Satan or God, I don't know who was in charge, decided for my teeth to really hurt at about 4:30 in the morning. So I have been watching Seinfeld since about 5, and I doped up pretty heavy, so I have no idea what may come out of my mouth this morning. And to go along with that, I am not going to be up here alone. I made the youth, I told them the first day that I'm not going to be up here by myself, so they're about to join me and give a small testimony, hopefully each one of them, about what happened in Houston. And I have not filtered all of those, and I am not responsible for what comes out of their mouths. I just wanted to give them a chance to share. So I'm going to pray, and when I get through praying, youth, why don't y'all go ahead and come up, and let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this morning, Lord. I thank you for your goodness. Lord, I thank you for just who you are and that you will cover us this morning. Lord, I pray that we would enjoy this morning, enjoy being in your presence, Lord. I pray that you would bless all of our folks that are out and in different places, Lord. Lord, we just praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, the youth are going to go ahead and come on up. A lot of you, if you just tithe to this church, you don't get to experience what us as a staff get to experience, and that is, y'all just come right up here. And that is that we took about 30 student, about 30 people total, and some of them are multi-kid families. Come on up. So some of them can't afford it, and so your money goes to support a lot of those families. Got me there and my family there, and we got to do some really fun, cool things. Hopefully they'll tell you about it. I have no idea what they're going to say. But a lot of times y'all don't get to see that. I always want y'all to know how appreciative I am. That's all right. How thankful I am for you guys, because that money really does go to good things. It is really neat to get to see that. Okay, this is going to be interesting. Who's first?
Micah.
Ella.
Micah.
Ella.
Micah. Youngest to oldest. Ready, set, go.
What?
This may take a while.
Last week was amazing. It was really fun. But as we were having fun, we were also helping the homeless and Mr. Maxwell. It was an honor to work with all these great people of the Lord.
Good job. Hey, come stand over here. Tell us. Go, Pearson. You're all going to have to go.
This past week at Mission Houston, we got to meet the people who were helping and work hard for them when they needed it. I hope they saw Jesus in what we did. I found this verse in Acts 20:35.
In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must serve the weak and remember the words of Jesus. He said himself, it is more blessed to give than to receive. This week has taught me a lot about being God's hands and feet. It showed me that his light shines through us when we put our best effort forth and serve in his name. My heart is fulfilled knowing that our mission group made a difference in that community.
This week was amazing. It's been an honor working with these kids, sponsors, and youth ministers. We made food for the homeless, building fences for Mr. Maxwell, and it felt great knowing that we were helping them. Praising the Lord with these people was amazing. I want to thank the Lord for blessing me with these kids and giving me the opportunity to work for people and helping them. And I just want to thank Tim and Jared for giving us the opportunity to take this trip.
You're welcome.
We had a lot of fun this week, but while we were having fun, thank you. We also helped people. I messed up.
That's okay.
Like when we helped Mr. Maxwell build his fence, we could tell that he was really happy that we were there, and we could see that the Lord was working through us.
My favorite part of this trip was when we went to a hotel that's becoming a shelter for the homeless. I also enjoyed helping Mr. Maxwell help put up his fence.
This one's going to be interesting.
At Mission Houston, we got to help a bunch of people. It was really fun, especially hanging out with a bunch of my friends, and we got to praise Jesus. And I thank the Lord for blessing me with this experience.
This past week was one of the best times of my life. It was so cool to share the love for Jesus with others and be a help to the community.
Oh, good job. Let's go high school.
I had really fun last week. And I'm thankful that I got to go and help people.
Over this week, I think the Lord blessed us all with patience because it was a mystery the entire time. He gave us the ability to go do things that might not have been capable of others, like the man we built the fence for. He was not able to do that himself, and so I'm thankful that we got to learn through doing these things.
She also thought Missouri was in Arkansas.
That is not true.
Yes, it is.
No. He said Mission Missouri, Arkansas the entire time, and I...
Missouri and.
No, there was no and.
There was no and.
And so I questioned Missouri, Arkansas? No, it's wrong. There.
This week was a lot of fun, and we got really close as a youth group. And I'm glad that we got to help some people out and make a lot of memories.
Okay. Faith is not just believing in something. Real faith is doing things that show our faith to be real. And when we were at the mission trip this week and we got to reach out to people and share our faith, I think I can speak for everyone that it also strengthened our faith. And there was one night, it was the second night of worship, and Jordan's new youth group was worshiping with us for the first time. And just to see the smiles on their faces as they worshiped for the first time, it was worth the whole trip, just that. So.
Hello.
You can
Sorry, I have stage fright. Okay, I just wanted to say that I'm really glad I went to this trip because in the beginning I felt like I wasn't really that close to God. But now, after this trip, I feel like I got more closer to Him and to all my friends. And I had a great time and building fences and stuff. And yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Dave, and over this trip, it was a lot of fun. It was really hot and humid, so we sweat way more than we should have sweat. And but even though it was hot, a lot of things got us through it, like quoting Hot Rod and Bohemian Rhapsody and Living on a Prayer. It was a great time. We learned a lot about God and just helping people and getting through hard times because it was really hot.
Hello. We helped a guy named Johnny, and he was the guy that we did the fence for. He was quite the guy. You could tell as soon as we showed up that he just really wanted to talk to people. He had family that lived a long ways away, and I think that was one of the people that we blessed the most was just by conversation. The fence was a big thing, helping him out, working for him, but I think more than anything, he just needed a friend to talk to, and I think that was really cool that we were able to step in and do that. I also think the really cool part of the trip was just getting to meet all these kids and build relationships better with our own youth group, like strengthen our youth group, and just thank God that that was an opportunity for us.
Very well spoken.
Hi, I'm Braden, if you didn't know that. This week was a lot of fun. I really had a really, really good time. I might cry. I'll be going to school this August. Oh God, I'm gonna cry. This August, I'm going to Corpus Christi, and I have to leave this whole youth group behind, which is really, really sad because I've grown. Sorry, I'm gonna cry. I've grown so close to all these people, especially Jared. He's helped me out through a lot. Can't do this. And I had a blast this week. I made a lot of new friends. And I really don't want to leave, to be honest, because I don't want to leave all of them. Oh gosh, as I look at them, I'm just going to cry a little bit more. It's going to make me cry too, because I used to have a golf cart. And we like all used to drive around. Anyways, back to this week. This week, y'all know that we went, helped a man named John. We helped him build a fence, which was awesome. Like Grant said, he really just wanted somebody to talk to, and I think that's awesome that we all could go and help him out. We also helped build shelves for this homeless shelter that used to be a hotel. I think that's awesome to how we help the homeless out because, let's be honest, they're kind of at like the bottom. And I think it's awesome that we get to help those people out. Oh, gosh. I'd really just like to thank Tim and especially Jared. He's helped me through so much, so much. And I think he deserves a huge round of applause for what he's done for all of us. And shout out to my babe, Abby Freimeyer. That's all.
Well, it was definitely just a blessing just to be around so many young people who just absolutely love Jesus. And it's an absolute joy being their youth minister. If you're listening, say I am.
I am.
Oh, sweet, good. That's a joke for the kids as well. Also, Cade is 100% the sheriff.
I'm the sheriff.
We had so many just good times, and I'm just so thankful that God has put me in a position to lead them. And while I was, when I first got there, I was kind of just struggling, and I went to a passage. It's Nehemiah 8, and it says, Nehemiah 8:10. I also lost my voice, so bear with me. It says, then he said to them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, sweetest wines, and send portions to everyone who has nothing ready. For this day is holy to our Lord, and do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And it's just such a joy to be around these students. It really is. It's a joy to just see how God can just move and work through them, even the smallest to the largest. And with that being said, I just want to say thank you guys for working so hard. I know a lot of what we did wasn't, it was hot and it was very humid and I caught cramps like 24/7, but I just want to thank God for you guys, and I hope you guys had an awesome time this week.
Lord, we thank you for today. I just pray that you would bless us, Lord, and just calm my nerves, Lord. Help me through this morning. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I do not like to be in front. It is my least favorite part of my job. And in fact, I have avoided it since Charlie was born. I don't think I've been up here and preached since Charlie was born. And that's 5 years. Jeff used to make me do it once a year, and somehow I've talked my way out of it. But I'm here now. During the trip, my mother went with my wife and girls, and they got to go. And we carry walkie-talkies in our vans and in the Suburbans, and so that we can kind of keep it up with each other on the road. And we were on the road. Charlie really, really wanted to be on the walkie-talkie talking to me. And so, you know, every 37 seconds, she would say, Dad, Dad, are you still in front of us? You know, we're like right there, you know. And so I said, yeah, I'm still up here. Dad, Dad, there's a car in between us. Watch out, there's a car, you know, every 30 seconds, you know. She just longed to talk to me, and the batteries went down, and we had a slight meltdown. We had to get new batteries, make sure that she could talk with us. And what it got me to thinking about was that for right now, I am enough for Charlie. She's five. As a father, I'm enough. She doesn't need a boyfriend, and we're hopefully a long ways away from that, but that's not her desire. Her desire really isn't friends either. Her real desire is just us, mom and dad. Sister has opened her eyes to that she needed a sister, so now she's okay with that. But until that point, I was enough. Rachel was enough. We were able to provide the food and the house, and we're able to do it. But something's kind of slowly starting to happen with Charlie, and it's going way too fast. But as she hangs out with my teenage students, she becomes one of my teenage students. So we went to a little boardwalk thing, and they had a few rides, and off Charlie went with several of the junior high girls and left me and Mom in the dust sulking and crying that our five-year-old is on her own, apparently. Slowly is creeping in the fact that she needs more, and that I'm not enough. And soon she'll need more friends, and that dreaded boyfriend will come along. I'm most sure of that. I will not like that day. But her desires and her wants will be outside of what I have to offer, but will always be inside of what God has to give, right? No matter what, I could teach Charlie all kinds of things. I loved basketball. I came from a school in Eula, you all know. We know nothing. We're undefeated in football for like 40 years, I think, now. We're still hope to have another undefeated season this year. The odds are definitely in our favor. But we love basketball. I remember going into Hardin-Simmons. I didn't even know football really existed. You know, they were asking me my position and all these big football dude, what position do you play? You know, and I'm like, point guard? I mean, you don't look like a point guard. You look way too big. I didn't know. But if I teach Charlie all of the best basketball moves, it will run out. It won't be enough. One day when a family member becomes sick or an accident happens, basketball won't be enough. There won't be a time when Charlie is going through a hard time that I can go, you know what would really help you? Some free throws right now. That, I tell you what would help you, a little BP practice right now would cheer you up. I say that because while we were there, my mom was just meeting the kids and getting to know the kids. And man, our kids are going through a lot of stuff. Some of them have it good. Some of them have lost parents. Some of them have lost aunts, uncles. Some of them are right in the middle of that. Some of them have had parents divorced. Some of them have had hard, hard times. And for Tim and I to present to them that school and good grades will get them through that is not enough. It never will be enough. The only thing that you can provide your student that will be enough is God alone. And what has happened over the last years is we have solely made Sunday morning about ourselves. I tell the kids, I don't ever hardly have to ever tell a student to smoke cocaine is bad. Very few 9th graders, 10th graders think that if you go out and smoke cocaine, it's okay. We're past that, right? What has happened, though, with our church is they think it's about right and wrong. That's all. So what happens is when they come into a Wednesday night activity, we're struggling to get past, don't cuss. Golly gee, don't cuss. Instead of making about the beauty of the God we serve. The fact that His glory cannot be, you will never go anywhere outside of this, on this earth, outside of this earth, in the bottom of the ocean, and get anywhere that God's glory isn't. They continue to build telescopes that are massive. And these things are the size of Abilene, and they get in there. I really think scientists are trying to find the end of it, and they can't. And God continues to laugh. I'm going to put another star right there. Oh, you've built a bigger one? You built a bigger telescope? Okay, here's another star. You want to look at another star? You can go to the depths of the ocean and fish, and you could drop your worm or whatever you want to fish with that day, and you can drop it however deep, I don't know, thousands of feet deep, I guess, and go down there, and what you will find is fish that light themselves up so they can see. You're not going to outreach. You couldn't reel that fish in. When you reeled that thing in, it would just be guts. It would explode. It's so deep. But if you go down there, God will be there. You will never find a place He hasn't been. The planet Earth, they did a study on that bird that does its mating dance, and it does it. And the guy spent 300 days in the jungle to catch this 30-second mating dance. But when he did it, he was solid black. It went like straight blue and crazy and all this pretty rainbow colors, which belongs to Jesus. And it all, boom, beautiful. God will be there. God is enough. That's what Tim and I teach your students. To not cuss is not enough. God is enough. He's the only thing. And Braden, you can't be halfway through crying and say, I'm going to cry. You, at that point, you just needed to say, I'm crying. I'm about to cry. See, I'm setting them up. God will be the only thing that's enough for my family. That's it. As much as I love sports with a passion. That's all I wanted to do. We went and played broom ball, which is just hockey on ice, and everybody gets to fall. And here I am, never playing, and I'm out there getting competitive. I fell down so many times, and I'm still hurting. Way too old to be doing that, but I get out there. I love it. Competitive. but it won't be enough. When the hardship comes, see, Satan has also convinced all the outside world that we're in this building of Jesus Christ teaching you that Jesus will keep you from hardships. That's not what he says. In fact, he says they're coming your way. House gets hit. House builds their house on the rock. One builds it on the sand. Storm comes, hits both of them. The only common denominator is that a storm came to both. You don't build your house on the rock and no storm comes. It comes. Bust out your windows. I'll read Philippians 4:19. I should have done that a long time ago, but I'm nervous. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Jesus Christ. To our God and Father to be the glory forever and ever. Amen. The God that you serve will be, always will be, from here to the highest star, to the bottom of the ocean, he will be enough. He will not exempt us. He will be enough. There is nothing you can say to an eighth grade girl that has lost her mother. You won't find the right words, I promise. A lot of you remember Chuck Hutchison. I don't know if y'all remember, but Chuck always sang in the side of the mic. You remember that? You know, he was our old worship minister. And he would always sing like this. I always thought that was funny. He just always did. Anyways, he got cancer. He had a 14-year-old son who was in our group, and we were really close. He had an older son too, 17. Chuck went to be with the Lord. We sat at his bed. There's not a lot you can say to a 14-year-old that just lost everything. Other than God will be enough. His riches will always provide. So, this morning I am most sure that some of you are in the middle of some crisis. I'm sure I had a close friend just find out that he is having an affair. He's in the middle of a crisis. Some of you are living through pain, suffering, loss, hardship, financial. Whatever it is, I can promise you that if you will believe and trust in God, he will provide. Amen?
Amen.
Let's go to lunch. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this morning. Lord, I just pray that you would provide for these folks, Lord, and help us see that you are enough. Lord, I pray that they would leave encouraged, not discouraged this morning, Lord. No matter where they are, Lord, I just pray that you would help us to know that you are enough. Lord, that you are a sweet God, a loving God. Lord, I thank you for this trip. Name, I pray, amen.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm. You are my desire. No one else will do. 'Cause nothing else could take your place to feel the warmth of your embrace.
Help me find a way. Bring me back to you. You're all I want. You're all I've ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you are near.
Draw me close.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. Nothing else could take your place to feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find a way, bring me back to you. You're all.
About 11:58, 11:59 right there.
You're dismissed.
Thanks.
You're